Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Happy First Amendment Friday and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. I want to talk about crime a bit because for reasons I can't entirely understand, there are a lot of cities in the Pacific Northwest that have decided to underfund their police. And believe me, that's not just about George Floyd or the pandemic. They were doing it long before that. But now there's a proposal to try to get some of those communities a decent level of policing. And its author is State Senator Jeff Holey, who represents Washington's 6th District. He's currently the ranking member on the Senate Law and Justice Committee and a former cop and attorney. Senator Holey, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Lars, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
I'm glad to do it, although I come to this with mixed feelings, and I'll tell you why. If communities have said, we're not going to have an adequate police force. And I know I've gone over the numbers even before George Floyd, even before the pandemic with my audience, saying, you know, Portland, which is outside your state, but Seattle, which is inside your state, have, for whatever reason, decided to deliberately underpolice their community. And I think the predictable result was more crime. Is it really going to take offering them a chunk of cash from Olympia to be able to get them to staff up properly?
You know, I don't think it's the cash attraction. Matter of fact, this piece of legislation specifically tries to navigate around providing cash for laterals, this kind of a thing, and attract new people into the profession. If I remember correctly, when Penny was mayor of Portland, there really was a defund the police move down there, and it took her about a year to figure out with the crime stats through the roof that was probably not a prudent move. Seattle, I think it was more a matter of over the last 3 to 4 years, the changes in the policy procedure and operations, the adjustments of good faith immunity for police officers. There was a bunch of people that would qualify for retirement, decided it was time to go. People in a large city department that backfilled a ton of vacancies in eastern Washington during that time period, looking for smaller departments that probably wouldn't have the kind of situations that would put them and their families at risk. I think there are different drivers, but I think the end result is the same. Quite frankly, right now, Washington State is 50th out of 50 states when it comes to the number of police officers per thousand, and our crime rate indicates that.
So how does this fix it, the $100 million appropriation from the state's general fund, especially as the state has created what I consider a largely artificial shortfall that they're all talking about, $12 billion, but I think a lot of that was made up out of whole cloth, and you can tell me if I'm wrong if I am.
No, I'm not going to argue with you. I think you're spot on. Let me be grossly inaccurate and say that we're still having revenue increases. I came to the legislature, got elected in 12 and started in 13. Our operating budget sat in the $39 billion range. We're mid-70s, pushing later 70s billion right now, so we've doubled the money out there. And we should still have about a $5 billion increase this time. The issue is, you're correct, that the spending is going to run in front of that about $10 to $12 billion. And so we're not, it's artificial, it's manufactured, it's window dressing. We have the money if we actually choose the priorities of government. And one of the main priorities of government, besides education and the truly most needy, the vulnerable out there, is public safety. That's the foundation everything rests upon.
So what would this $100 million do? How would it be used to get some of these communities to go out and bring new blood into their departments and not just lateral transfers?
So let me tell you why the $100 million amount. Jim Bruner of the Times had an interview about the 8th of the month with Governor Ferguson, and he mentioned he was looking towards a $100 million grant. This same bill that I've run this year, I ran last year. It's something close to it the year before that. I've been chasing money for seats in police departments for years now. And I didn't have a dollar amount. Now, if you look at line one, section one of the bill, it says it's subject to appropriations. You and I both know what that means. That means that all budgets start in the House, and it has to be included in a budget. This is something more that's get everybody's attention and give them something to aspire to with $100 million. And to tell you straight out, I picked that because he said that. I've reached out to his office. I am so happy that he's going to be governor. I've got a counterpart on the other side of the aisle in the Senate, John Lovick, that's a police officer, has his head really on straight. And you've got Ferguson, Governor Ferguson, as the past AG. It's not like he hasn't seen bad things and had a reality adjustment or two. And so it's just this whole thing about the dollar amount, I'm going to defer to him. This will be a skeleton, a matrix, or whatever he chooses to fill a cup up with. I'm going to provide it so it's in place and willing to do whatever he says as a friendly amendment.
Okay, but as somebody who's talked to him, because Governor Ferguson has never talked to me, he's never agreed to talk to me as Attorney General, does he have an attitude adjustment after what he's seen in the last 3 years, or is he just the same old Bob Ferguson? And I know you're not in a position necessarily to badmouth him if you want to work with him, but on the other hand, has he really changed his point of view? Because he keeps telling us he's all about public safety, except an awful lot of what he's done over the last few years as AG goes the opposite direction.
Lars, you make me laugh. You remind me of about 25 years ago when I was on a stand. I had a defense attorney that asked me 14 questions at once, and I'd either play with him and ask, would you repeat that question? He couldn't remember what he asked.
How about this? I'll give you a short one. Does Bob Ferguson have his head screwed on straight now when it comes to crime?
Okay, so I nobody can answer that, and you're asking it tongue-in-cheek. But let me make a comment, though. When he's on the exec council of Kent County, he's the one that was rather swift with a pen on a budget, which is interesting for that capacity. He, if I remember right, he brought the King County Council back from 11 to 9, a little more workable. And I think he's just got a different attitude about efficiencies out there that could be a dramatic change from what we've had the last 12 years.
Well, see, what I'd like to see is, I mean, if Seattle wants to have a small police force, and apparently there's been no giant push to do more, City of Portland did the same thing to the mob in the streets. They defunded even more, even though I think there are around 14 or 15 per, or 1.4 to 1.5 officers per 10,000. And they said, well, let's go even lower. And you say, well, you're going to get a lot of crime. And they said, yeah, but the mob in the streets wants that. Seattle did much the same thing. I mean, handing over the CHOP zone to a, you know, a terrorist organization and all that. You say, if you want to have a small police force, fine. We'll help all the other communities, and their criminals can go to Seattle and commit crimes. And when you finally come to your senses, then maybe you can fix the problem.
It's taken you 8 minutes to get to CHOP. I was waiting to see how long it took that to come up. I'm serious.
It's such a great example, though. How do you surrender a police station to the mob?
Lars, it's an embarrassment. I mean, any cop, every cop out there, doesn't matter what your persuasion was, is probably tearing his hair out wanting to go in and take care of that issue. You know, sometimes it's a your job, my job, everybody's private industry politics get to be the bane.
Senator Holey, I've got to break it off at that point. We're up against the break. But that is Senator Jeff Holey. He's proposing $100 million to support a grant program to get more cops on the street. Senator, have a wonderful Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.